Okay, we're continuing Nefesh HaChayim Shar Dalid. We are in Shar Dalid, Perek He, in the third paragraph. Reb Chaim Volozhiner is discussing the concept, as he had been processing already in the previous Perek, of when we go to sit and learn, when we want to make sure that we're able to acquire Chochmas HaTorah and to have mastery of Torah, it's first and foremost paramount that we create for ourselves a kli that's a kli kibul. And the way to create that kli kibul is by creating a kli full of Yiras Shamayim. And that's the way for a person to have true chachma. You can't separate the intellectual from the spiritual. That's a mistake. That's impossible, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner. When we learn Torah, it's a spiritual exercise. Yes, of course, we use our intellect, but we have to understand that our neshama, our Yiras Shamayim, is what is the fire which creates the ability for us to be able to master Torah. And that's what he picks up. Well, again, we'll read that paragraph again. We read it, started it last time, and we'll continue it again. Paragraph beginning with Kein Hu Yizbarach Shema. Again, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Kein Hu Yizbarach Shema. Yado Psucha Kivyocho Hashpia Tamid. Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand is always there to bestow upon us constantly. Also, for every person of his nation, Rov Chachma Ubina Yisera, for a tremendous wisdom and give us deep understanding, the Tishiskaya Meitzalam, and in order for us to be able to have it everlasting, V'Iksharim Aluach Libam, that it should be tied to our hearts, L'Ishasheya Itam Bevoam V'Olam Aminucha, V'Talmudam V'Yadam, that we should have enjoyment from it. And that enjoyment and that attachment to our Talmud Torah will bring with us to Olam Haba. That's the Lashon of Olam Hamenucha. So the Olam Haba. There's a Malbim in Mishlei, in Perek Gimel, that says that using this Lashon of Yikashim Uluach Libam is taken from that Pasuk in Mishlei on Gimel Gimel, that the goal and the focus of a person should be, he says, Lachakos, it's not enough just to learn. It's not enough just to know Torah, to hear a great shir, hear a great vort. It has to become part of us. It has to become entrenched in us. That, God willing, it becomes part of who we are. Our mahus. We are a ben Torah. We are going on the way. It is who we are. I want to read to you an amazing vort I heard from my son's Rosh Hashiva on Motzei Shabbos. He quoted Aruch Chaim HaKadosh at the very beginning of this past week's Parsha B'chu Kosai. It is literally Kaftor Ferach, exactly what we're talking about right now. So we know the Pasuk begins in the beginning of B'chu Kosai, Im B'chu Kosai Teilechu. Rashi famously says, what does it mean to walk on Kadosh Baruch Hu's ways? To you, Amelim B'Torah. Be Amel. Work hard in Torah. Ask the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, what's the connection? Okay, good. You have to walk in Hashem's ways. That doesn't necessarily mean we have to work hard in Torah. We could probably take a poll. It can mean lots of different things. You shouldn't veer from the path of Torah. You shouldn't intermarry. You should. It could be a million different things. Why all of a sudden that nekuda of tiyu amelim b'Torah? Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. I'm going to read you his beautiful lashon. You have to hear his lashon. It's better than mine. This is what he says. V'tam shekara kasov amel ha-Torah chuka. Why is Amel was called a chukah? Letzad sheyesh ba mitzvah afil limod dvarim shalomad pamayim v'gimel. Even if something, there's a mitzvah that we learn something once, twice, even three times. V'heim yaduim etzlo, that we should know it. Why? Ki chafetz Hashem be'isek ha-Torah chukah chakak. That the Lashon of B'chukosai is not a Lashon of like a chok, an unknown law. It's a Lashon of that it's engraved in us. The Timsa Sha'amru Zalan is what it says in the Medrash Rabbah and Koheles. Ki Watam Sheyumar Ha'adam Torah Becheshek Tamid. When a person learns Torah with a tremendous desire, Gezeira Chachmasa Yizbarach Sheyah Ha'adam Lomid B'Shalcheach. That a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes there, his Chachma, right, that he learns, and then he forgets. And the goal is to keep chazering and chazering and chazering, so that it becomes Chachak within us. The tremendous yisod. That's walking with Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's walking in Hashem's ways, that it becomes chakak on our lave. There is a few times where Rashi, all throughout Chumash, and there's also a Rush, Menach also speaks to this way, that when Rashi says a few times, referring to the ephod when discussing the Bidei Kahuna, Rashi says, you're not sure exactly what the beged looked like, and he says, Libi nearly. My heart tells me that's what it looked like. The world, Rav Shechter, in a shmooze, asked, what does in the world that mean? Rashi says, Libi nearly. My heart, it appears to me. How does Rashi possibly know what one of the Bidei Kahuna looked like? Because his heart told him. How does that make any sense? Rav Shechter says, this is this Yisod. It's the Yisod of that with Rashi, his whole Torah was chakak. It was in his lave. It was engraved in him. His neshama automatically had an intuitive understanding. It's why we say at the Pesach Seder, at one of the Dayenus, that we say, how could that if Ilu Kirvinu Fnei Har Sinai, V'lonos Amlonos the Torah, Dayenu, Hashem brought us a Har Sinai, didn't give us a Torah, it would be good enough. Ask the Kedushas Levi, yeah, Dayenu, that's good enough. We didn't get the Torah, that's enough. How is that possibly enough? The Kedushas Levi quotes in the Gemara in Yuma that says that Avraham Avinu was able to understand right and wrong to do mitzvos, he says, because his kidneys taught him what to do right from wrong. His kidneys taught him what to do right from wrong, says the Gemara in Yuma. The Kedushas Levi says, likewise, every Jew is part of us, again, perhaps undeveloped, part of us is it's chakak within us to know what to do, what's right and what's wrong. Okay, so we'll continue on. So he says the following. Says Nevshachayim, Amdam Hadavar Talib, Afi Otzer Hayira, Shetikdam Al Adam. But really, it depends on the level and the vastness of the storehouse of Yira Shemayim that a person puts forth to Kadosh Baruch Hu. She'im Heichin Lo Adam Otzer Gadol Shiras Hashem Tehora. If a person prepares a huge storehouse of Yiras Hashem, that's pure. Kein Hashem Yitein Lo Chachma Usvuna Barov Shefa. Then Hashem will give him tremendous wisdom. Kefisha Tachzik Otzer, in order to fill up his bucket. Hakolafi Godel Otzaro. However, Vim Lo Heichin Adam Af Otzer Katan. If a person only presents to Hashem a small Otzer, She'im Bo Yirasa Yisbarach Klal Chas Hashem, that he has no Yiras Shemayim, God forbid. Gamu Yisbarach Lo Yashpia Lo Shum Chachma Klal. You have no Chachma. Because it won't stand with him. It won't be able to exist within him. Because it'll be disgusting to him. This is what the Pasuk says. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. As we know, the Pasuk says, right, first and foremost, as we discussed earlier, that it has to, first and foremost, has to be Yiras Shemayim. It says in the Zohar, here again, I'll read it in Lashon HaKodesh. So Rechanina Pasach Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem Mikra Zekach Hayatzar Chomer Sof Chachma. Says the Zohar, why doesn't it say it should be Sof Chachma? Meaning if we learn and learn and learn, eventually we'll have Yiras Shemayim. It's a little bit how we're trained to think, right? If I learn, I'm stark, I'm learning, eventually I'll have Yiras Shemayim. Says Zohar, no. El he Reishisli Kanis Lesoch Madrega HaChachma Yona. This level of Yiras Shemayim is what allows us to enter, to have higher levels of Chachma. Hashar Rishon Chachma El Yona, he Yiras Hashem. The gate to have to the higher Chachma, that is Yiras Hashem. Harimavur, therefore it comes, it's clear. Hagam She Yira He Mitzvah Achas. Fear of heaven, fear of Shemayim, that's one mitzvah. The Amar B'Yushami, says the Gemara Yushami in the beginning of Peah, Shekol HaMitzvos Einon Shavos L'Davar Echad Min HaTorah. As we know that the Gemara, we say every single day, every single morning, Birchas HaTorah, that Tamat Torah Kenega Kulam. Tamat, one word of Torah is greater than all the other mitzvos. On the mitzvahs kinias hayira b'manu yisbarach. However, how does that play into what we're talking about? If your Shemayim is the key, it's the key that unlocks learning. But if learning is the greatest mitzvah, so which one is greater, yira or Torah? So says Ruchaim Vlozner. So he says Rabba hi ma'od. Your Shemayim is tremendous. Why? It's what keeps it all together. It's the glue that ties all of our learning together. As we said earlier, last time from the Ramban, that the Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the mitzvah of believing in Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the foundation. It's not a mitzvah unto itself. It is the glue that's holding it all together. And without that, it becomes disgusting in the eyes of people. Therefore, that comes before learning a Torah. Yerushalayim and learning Limud HaTorah are HaBahatalia. The famous Maisa with Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, that one time after the war, a woman came to him who was an Aguna. No, I'm sorry, it was an Almana, I apologize. Was an Almana. She came to her, and they survived the war, and she came, and there was a Beis Din of Dayanim, Rabbanim. Rav Moshe was on the Beis Din. And they presented the Shiloh, the woman, to all the details. She said, my husband was in this camp, and we heard from this person, that he was killed on such and such a date. And everyone's listening. And, you know, again, Rav Moshe said, I don't know, something missing. Say a story again. She said the whole story again. Again, three, four, five times, hearing the story over and over and over again. And at the end, the other Rabbanim turned to Moshe and they said, Rebbe, I don't understand. The story is credible. It's reliable. She seems to be able to get remarried to another person. Let's just declare her an almana and move on. Moshe says, are you sure you're not lying to us? Are you sure? He started like really speaking harshly to the woman. And then eventually she broke down and admitted that she was lying the whole story. And she made up the whole thing. And she doesn't really know that her husband was actually killed. The other Rabbanim turned to Rav Moshe. They said, how in the world did you possibly know that? How would you know that she was lying? Rav Moshe said, whenever I pass in a shayla, I have a certain amount of siyata d'shmaya based on Yerushalayim. He said, I wasn't feeling that siyata d'shmaya with this psak halacha. So there was no way that she could have been telling the truth. It's wild. There's a very well-known taz, very controversial taz, not such a simple thing, a taz in Yerodea. The Taz holds that the Trumas Hadeshen, the Shalos and Trumas Hadeshen, should not be relied on for Psak. For Limud, yes. For Psak, no. Because the Taz holds that the Trumas Hadeshen made up his own Shilas. That he wasn't Zocha to have the same Siyata Deshmaya, the same involvement in the Kaddish Baruch Hu, the Psak Halacha, as every other Posek. Again, it's controversial. It's not agreed upon by everyone. But it certainly is out there as an idea. Again, this Rav Moshe, that likewise, that when a person has that certain amount of siyata d'shmaya, again, that's first and foremost. That creates our ability to learn properly, to have siyata d'shmaya properly. It's impossible for a person to be rooted, right, in something which is kenega the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's what Rabbeinu Yonah Pirkei Avos says that it says in the very beginning of Perek Aleph, that a person should stay away from women. So Rabbeinu Yonah gives two different pshatim. He says either because it creates impossible for a person to have in their minds at the same time taivas, yuhurim, at the same time having the words of the Torah HaKadosha in addition, separate from the concept of Bittul Torah. Rabbeinu Yonah says it's a stir in the bay to have Kedusha along with Isser, all at the same time. A person can't have both. Obviously, none of us are perfect. We're always striving to do the best we can. But a person has to be able to find that balance as to the level of sensitivity they have in their lives to create that Otzer of Kedusha to enable us to become successful. Okay, next time, Hashem, we'll pick up with Perek Zion.